The Business on RTE Radio 1 with AIB. It takes a certain kind of brave to run a business. We see it, we back it.
I'm sure we could all do with getting away from it all.
So this is great. And you know, it is bigger than last year's one. What do we do first, Ted?
Let's go and look for the magic road. The holiday starts here, Dougal. What do we do for the next 2 weeks?
Will I put on the kettle?
Yeah, go on.
Must be one of the ones that clicks off automatically.
Yes. Bit of steam there. Incidentally, did you bring any tea bags?
No.
Right.
Yep, and our minds turn to your traditional Irish caravan holiday. 2 weeks of claustrophobia and chaos with your clan, staring out at the rain while munching chips soaked in wet, soggy newspapers. But while many are jetting and sailing off to far-flung places, many of us are happy to stick it out with the true delights of mobile homes and caravans. Esther O'Moore-Donoghue has been finding out why.
Mine is a camper van, and basically the biggest ball of crack I've ever purchased. It's so much fun.
Michelle O'Grady is the owner of Realta Speech and Drama in Mayo, and she also loves the drama of her new motorhome.
And it's extremely, deeply and frighteningly colourful on the inside. Some people say it resembles like beautiful Art Deco design. Other people say it resembles the inside of the hotel from The Shining.
Here's Johnny.
And the caravan is on its way.
She's not the only one who has opted to invest in a mobile home. Since the first lockdown, interest in mobile homes and caravans has soared, according to Con Quill, CEO of the Irish Caravan and Camping Council.
The demand has been right across the board for all equipment, but I suppose the most noticeable one has been the demand for motorhomes or camper vans. We get a lot of Europeans and English, and well, the domestic market would be our biggest one, but still this time of the year you're getting a lot of retired Germans and French and Dutch and UK visitors coming in as well. So
yeah, they'll stay with me until the end.
It was a tiny little two-bed Adria, and it was like, it looked like a batch loaf on two wheels. It was tiny, and we went around Budden Galway. Life changer, great job.
John Cooley of the Irish Caravan and Camping Club.
Just a field, grass, and you could expect a tap, one tap somewhere for water. And that was about your lot. That's all you got then.
But for many, it's those sometimes miserable memories of summer spent in cramped, damp mobile homes that draws them back. That's what it was for Hilary Hederman.
We used to have the most random dinners. So you had to have stuff that would last in, you know, the caravan with the tiny undercounter fridge. And like, I have these fabulous memories of having like steak and kidney pie. It would come in this tin and you take the lid off. And like, there was a lot of us, and yet we all seemed to manage with just this one steak and kidney pie. And then at the top of the road, there was like the fruit and veg shop, and you get your fresh potatoes. And my mum swears that the potatoes and the strawberries and the tomatoes all tasted better from the side of the road or from the fruit and veg shop down at the seaside. And like, it was all very simple.
So take me down to Scary's town to live my life where life began. No matter where I lay my head, you'll always have my heart.
So the seed of the dream began, I suppose, years ago. It's something I've always wanted. I mean, like most people, I've often looked at it like a VW bus and been like, isn't that the dream? I too would like to be a beach waved hair surfer. I have so much ambition to hitch a kayak up to a bus and travel around the country.
For Cassie Delaney, trying to live the surfer dream life, it was a caravan or bust, not a camper van.
They're very expensive, as it turns out, so that it was an unachievable dream, I would think, for most. So then I settled on a caravan and went to Dundee and found this gorgeous little retro caravan from a beautiful family in Meath. Hand in hand, we'll take a caravan to
the motherland. They all say camper vans are a saver in the long run and a lifesaver in festival season when friends and family come knocking.
Actually, I had a friend of mine, because I'll be going to All Together Now this summer, and she was like, yeah, so myself and my boyfriend were thinking we're just going to put our tent onto your camper. I was like, all right, oh, okay. And then I was like, is there many other people who possibly have this plan? But like, I don't mind as long as I have the bed.
So a bed and the other essentials. A bag of chips, of course.
Okay, that's one portion of redfish, one portion of whitefish. Two bags of chips.
No. Two bags won't be enough.
Two's plenty, Joe.
Four. Four should cover it.
Three, then. We'll compromise.
I'll compromise you through that window.
That's enough, dear.
Like a real treat. Every now and then we'd go for a walk at night time. And then the best part, you'd come down to the sandy beach and you'd get a single of chips between the six of you. And it was just heaven. Like nothing tasted as good. To this day, I've never tasted anything as good as a single of chips on the beach in Skerries. So take me down to Skerries Town to live
my life. Esther O'Meara Donoghue reporting there.